Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming from the oldest Jewish community in the history of the world, Hebron, Israel. Diplomats from over three dozen nations visited Hebron, the oldest Jewish community on earth. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Hebron, which dates back some 4,000 years ago to the time of Abraham, was the location where over 36 diplomats visited to show their support for the Jewish state of Israel. My broadcast partner David Wilder was on location in Hebron at that time and with this report.
You know, I said to somebody today that most of the time when diplomats come here to Hebron, we're transparent. They don't see us. They go with the Arabs or they go with the Israeli left, and we're just not even part of the picture. Today, a group of almost three dozen parliamentarians, really from all over the world, who have been going on a tour through Judea in Samaria, came to Mount Machpelah, to the Tomb of the Patriarchs and the Matriarchs. They met with some of the Jewish leadership there. I think that the importance of that, first of all, the fact that it happened today, because today we had, I don't know, close to 30,000 people in Hebron, huge amount of people here. And when you have these foreign diplomats coming in, seeing so many tens of thousands of people here, you know, that definitely says something. That definitely makes a statement about how Israelis and Jews from around the world think of this particular city and the importance and the significance of the city and of the sites. But aside from that, coming off of the UNESCO vote and the calls from the United Nations and the threats that we're hearing coming out of the United States now about a Security Council resolution to force some kind of a solution on Israel is so extremely significant. Because you have people coming here and saying there are those that understand that the Jewish people do have a very strong attachment to this land, certainly in Jerusalem, certainly in Hebron, and their very being here, the fact that they're willing to come here, the fact that they're willing to speak to the people here.
My broadcast partner David Wilder in Hebron with this report on the visit of world leaders to the ancient Jewish city of Hebron. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
God has a plan for a Jewish people in a Jewish land. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Abraham, some 4,000 years ago, the father of the Jewish people, went to live in Hebron. And there he was promised by God that he would be a nation and his descendants forever. That's Genesis chapter 12. In Genesis chapter 15, the Lord promised the Jewish people through Abraham and the Abrahamic covenant that they would have a piece of real estate, land, 10 times what they have today. This is called the Abrahamic covenant, which the Lord cannot break because of his promise to the Jewish people. Over three dozen world leaders, by their visit to Hebron recently, said that they believe God's prophetic word to be true. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...